across the entire United States, because it is a very tough weed to control. When you look at the biology of pigweed, that weed in particular just is quite prolific. So not only is it adaptable in the practices that we're currently doing, but if we do let it go to seed, on average it's producing 200,000 to 400,000 seeds per plant.
Learn more at OperationWeedEradication.com.
This is Marlon Brabeck, Don Peterson Associates. Don Peterson Associates wakes up the real estate market, and the morning show wakes up Fremont.
Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town.
8:32, 28 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. Got some fog out there this morning in 48 degrees. It's time now for our Main Street Minute. Our Main Street Minute is brought to you by Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau and Main Street of Fremont. We've got another guest that is in with us here today, Chris Walls. You bet.
Switched mics on you, so.
I saw. Yeah. I see you did that. Yeah. So. Ginger Rosenthal's with us.
Yes.
And we know it as Blue Yoga, but yep. You want to tell folks that your name has expanded. And so tell us a little bit of, first of all, the name.
Well, we keep changing. About every 9 years, we have to do something different.
I understand. Yeah. Chris does that with his hairstyle, too. So yes.
I know.
I've noticed that.
I'm due for a haircut here.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you're going to have to do it at home by yourself.
I know.
So
yeah.
We have to figure it out.
I have to have my neighbor do it for me.
There you go. No, we've expanded from the Blue Yoga Studio to the Blue Yoga Studio and Wellness Center. After Flood Aid was done, we had a lot of good response to the small events, mm-hmm. and we're able to raise a lot of funds and help people out, so we're keeping with that. And with the Wellness Center, we're having weekly talks on Friday nights or Saturday mornings.
Okay.
They may be programs, activities, talks, educational opportunities, entertainment, because wellness means something different to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we are putting those on Facebook Live at 7 p.m. on Friday nights,
okay.
or on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., so people can tune in and learn something new about what's around them and find some way to be well and be happy.
That's right. Tell folks where you're located.
We are at 529 North Main Street,
okay.
right next to Lou's.
Right next to Lou's.
Yep.
So very good. If folks don't know what Blue Yoga is about, why don't you maybe give them a little bit of a recap about the business and how it came forth and what it is.
We started out as a coffee house. We were the Blue Bottle Coffee House for 13 years actively. And as I ran that, I eventually became really stressed out and turned to yoga to manage that stress, and it was really effective.
You had too much caffeine, didn't you?
Straight up. So then as I started doing more yoga, I decided I wanted to go to school for it. And as started teaching it, that became more of a passion, and coffee had changed to where people were wanting more late hours, drive-throughs, sweeter, fluffier.
That just didn't work for you, did it?
It's just not who we were.
Mm-hmm.
So we wound down from there, built up into yoga. And I'm proud to say that we have four teachers. All four of us teach completely different topics and styles.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of whether you are 14 or 90, you're going to be able to find a class. And we've got some really qualified people who've done a lot of training and really enjoy what they're doing.
If you don't know what yoga is it kind of a exercise sense that clears the mind?
Yeah, you are taught to shut off the world. So really focus what's going on.
Works well right now.
Huge.
Yeah.
What's going on in your body and in your head. And a lot of that happens through following your breathing.
Uh-huh.
And then as you learn to tune things out, you have a better awareness of what's going on in your body and mind. And then you have the ability to start controlling it. Like, hey, I don't want to think that. I'm not going to dwell on it.
Yeah.
Or as you're moving, recognizing, man, I did not know that I was so strong in my knees, but so weak in my hips. If I distribute weight differently, maybe my back pain will go away.
I see. Yeah.
So it ends up, it's a great complement to the fact that we have a world-class Y, where people can go and do cardio and weights and just burn calories.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can come and do yoga and become more flexible. And help complement.
I'm looking at you, Mr. Wygoer.
Yeah, I like the local. It's a local deal. You're not just tuning in. I know nowadays, right now, a lot of folks are doing things via video, and you guys are doing that. But it's nice to have that local connection, and your local friend, your friends can actually do it together.
Exactly, and we hope someday to see people again. That'd be cool. But now we're educating ourselves on how to do video. So hopefully, beginning of next week. We'll put it out on Facebook and through our website, embraceyourway.com,
mm-hmm.
on how to log on and either take some free classes or paid classes. So there will be a difference in level and length for what we're offering.
I know the businesses that we talk to at this particular time, we want to tell everybody when they're open, and it is difficult, obviously, with what we're going through right now. But what are your regular hours or class times or things of that nature?
Regularly, we have classes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday are the wellness talks.
Okay.
And then Saturdays are either wellness talks or workshops.
I see.
So Sunday closed.
I see. Very good. Good deal. Four people giving classes?
Yes. Yeah. Aaron Rock, Kim Stabby, Haley Boyer, and myself.
I see. Very good. Yeah.
And it's a good group of ladies. They're varied in age, varied in profession, varied in personality. So I kind of feel like regardless of your personality, you're going to find someone that you can gravitate towards or you feel comfortable with.
Very good. Careful with that Stabby lady.
She's a tricky one, isn't she?
Wow.
Yep. She's a pistol, and I love her for it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kim gets stuff done.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And Aaron Rock's got red hair. Oh. So, you know, there's a personality right there.
And she's the one who definitely brings humor.
Yeah.
And some, like, seriously, guys, come on. She lightens things up for us. Yeah, Aaron's great.
That's great. If folks are interested, how do they, get signed up for some of your classes and things like that?
They could either go to the website, which is embraceyourway.com.
Embrace Your Way.
Yep. They could find us on Facebook, which is just under the Blue Yoga Studio. Mm-hmm. They can email me, ginger.blue@live.com. And I would say you could stop by the building, but we're not really open right now. We've got a couple county offices that they're coming in to pick stuff up and go. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, the building's closed.
Well, it still sounds like there's opportunities for people to participate to do those things. And as far as you transferred over from Blue Bottle to Blue Yoga, how long have you been Blue Yoga?
We have been just Blue Yoga for about 5 years.
Okay. All right. So
A decent amount of time.
Yeah.
And it's a learning curve to do all of this video. Let me tell you, I know we probably should have been doing it sooner, but it's every one of us is a little nervous, and your brain gets a little blown listening to conference calls and training webinars to
I tell you what,
figure it all out.
Right now, if like let's say for example, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you've got your kids doing the e-learning all day long. When it's time for them to stop, you just click on over and start getting your yoga done.
Absolutely.
So perfect. Yeah.
So very good. Ginger, good to see you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet, no problem at all. And I appreciate you being part of our Main Street Minute here this morning, which is brought to you by Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau and Main Street of Fremont. 8:39 the time, 21 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock. We'll take a break, and Dodge County Sheriff Steve Haspin is going to join us coming up next.
Times like this call on our community to stand strong together. Small businesses need us all to do our part so we can weather this storm as one. Please support your local small businesses with your patronage today. Purchase a gift certificate or start your holiday